welcome. Thank you for listening to Bruce Clues. We are a true crime podcast. And
we've been drinking.
Well, I had a sip, but 9.8, so I've had about 5% of alcohol. Anyways, we like to talk about crime. We like to talk true crime, talk about stories, and we split cases. So I'll take a case, and then Lisa will take the next week, or week and a half, or 2 weeks, depending on when we can record.
I thought you were just talking about beer. We split cases also.
We also split cases of beer. Not usually in one sitting, but it's been known to have potentially occurred. I will not confirm nor deny. So yeah, so welcome. Thanks for joining, and we're excited you're here. Like, share, put some comments, whatever you feel like doing, and let's get started.
I can't get with it tonight. You said like Cher, and I thought you were going to go into a Cher song, like a quote from Cher, and I was waiting for it. And then I was like, wait. That's why I was smiling, waiting
like
for it.
Like Cher always says. Do you life believe comments, in life after love? Do you believe?
Yeah, that's our theme in this podcast. Yes. So do you watch Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes.
Do you watch the Netflix one?
Not regularly, no.
Okay. So, but this I do case, enjoy it. It just pulled me in. It's from the Netflix series. If you hear a crazy dog, that's my little Loki. Just act like there's a dog in the story, and that's background noise. So, yes, this case is from the new Unsolved Mysteries. It's from, I believe, season 3, Mystery at Mile Marker 45. Okay. Getting into it. On July 12th, 2015, the Valanti family, which included 18-year-old Tiffany Valanti, attended a graduation party for Tiffany's cousin across the street from their home in Mays Landing, New Jersey. There was nothing unusual about that day. They had a great time. They were there for a few hours. Little after 9 p.m., one of Tiffany's friends called Tiffany's mom, Diane, and said she needed to talk to her. Tiffany's father, Stephen, also came. Tiffany's friend was very upset, yelling Tiffany stole and used her debit card. Tiffany denied this, later admitted that she did in fact use the card for an $86 charge. Diane left Tiffany outside, kind of scolding her. They kind of got into it, saying, we didn't raise you this way. She said she was going to go get her father. So she left her outside at 9:28 p.m. Tiffany was gone when they returned. They went back to the party, started walking up and down the street. They couldn't find her. No one saw her leaving. There's like 20, 30 cars on the street at this point. So there's a lot of people. Stephen spots Tiffany's phone right off the side of the road in front of their house. So Tiffany, like many teenagers, was always glued to her phone. She even showered with it, he said. So something wasn't right about this. Instant bad feelings. Tiffany was spotted on the deer cam her father had in the yard, walking away from the house at 9:28 p.m. On the camera, her head's turned like she's walking towards something or someone. So you see her walking, and then she's turned looking to her left. And at the edge of the camera in the corner, you could see headlights. So it's like somebody might have called her name or she was expecting somebody. And
so she was walking away from the house towards the street?
Yes.
Okay.
Away from the house, towards the street, towards the cars or something. They couldn't find her and no one saw her leaving. She wasn't a small kid. She was a 6'2 athlete. She was a big athletic girl. She had muscle.
6'2?
6'2.
Wow.
18 years old, just getting out of high school.
Good for her. Legs for days.
And she was so pretty, too. Her face and smile, like, I think that's what drew me in. It's just like, she was kind of magnetic. So it was unlike Tiffany to take off by herself, even if she's upset. She was scared to death of the dark, her uncle said.
Really?
On one of the many walks up and down the street, Stephen, which her dad, spots. Oh, I already said that. Cut. But I think I skipped that first thing. So let's go back. On one of the many walks up and down the street, Stephen spots Tiffany's phone right off the side of the road. Like many teenagers, Tiffany was always glued to her phone. She even showered with it, so something wasn't right. At 9:29 p.m., her parents and dog came out and she was gone. So this is 9:28. Her mom goes in the house. 9:29, they come out. She's already gone.
1 minute?
1 minute.
And they show that on the deer cam?
Yeah, you like a see her walking stamp? Away. I believe so. I know they have the time. I wasn't
That seems really specific. So they must have
They must have the time. Yeah. I think it does record timing. But you see her walking away and then you see the dog and her parents standing there like looking towards the street like, what the hell? So it seemed to be a close-knit family. A bunch of them live close by. Her uncles immediately joined in on the search. They went to Tiffany's grandma's house, which was about a mile away. No Tiffany. Checked with friends. It was midnight when her uncle came across an access road next to the railroad tracks about 3 miles from the Vellante family home. It was a full-on crime scene. There were police officers roping it off, saying someone was hit, possibly a female. It was under the jurisdiction of the New Jersey Transit, so the Galloway Township police officers were just there to help secure and protect the scene. Tiffany's uncle is asking, just praying it's not Tiffany. So a transit officer asks if he could identify her, and sure enough, it was Tiffany.
Okay, so just to recap, that's how much longer after? This so 9:30 is about when they last saw her.
Yep.
Around midnight, they...
Midnight, it was already a crime scene with police there.
So they start searching immediately.
Yeah.
And 3 hours later, they find her and they start...
3 miles from the house.
Only 3 miles. Wowee.
I think it was like 2.6, so less than three, but yeah. Crazy. At 2:30 in the morning, Tiffany's uncle broke the devastating news to her parents. As the shock eventually wears off, they start to ask what happened. How in the world did she end up there? The next day, articles coming out saying Tiffany committed suicide by throwing herself in front of the train.
Oh, that's not
true. Her parents refused to accept that. Tiffany received a scholarship to play volleyball. She was going to be a middle starter, which doesn't happen. A freshman as a starter. She was making plans with friends to play softball the next Wednesday, go to Great Adventure, which I assume is a theme park. I didn't look it up, but Great Adventure kind of sounds like one of those smaller theme parks. Mm-hmm. The next morning, she was someone who loved life, was close with her friends and family. The same night of the graduation party, she spoke to her cousin about how excited she was about the next chapter of her life. She had new school clothes. She had things prepared for her move. She was ready. It was less than 12 hours from the time Tiffany was hit by the train to the time the New Jersey Transit Authority determined it was a suicide. Only 12 hours to wrap it all up in a neat little bow and just close the case and be done with it. Here's what we know. It was a very dark stretch of track at 11:12 p.m., where Tiffany was stuck by the train. The impact on the lower left side was close to the tracks. There were two crew members on board that evening. They each signed a report stating that Tiffany dove in front of the train. Put under oath 6 days later, the senior operating engineer then flips his story and says he was talking to the conductor with his back turned and never actually saw her. The student engineer said he didn't see Tiffany until they were on top of her. Under oath, he sees her a half a mile away, then a quarter mile away, then this person from the woods jumps onto the tracks. Just like with an airplane, there's a black box recorder which shows how fast they were going, if a brake was used, etc., all the mechanical things needed in the event of collision. From the time they sounded the horn to the moment of impact was 4.1 seconds. They were going 80 miles an hour. Not to be too graphic, but if you're hit by a train going 80 miles an hour, you're going to be dismembered. So could the student engineer in his state of shock gotten confused, saying he saw Tiffany dive or jump when in reality she was falling apart on impact, kind of. Okay. Like there's movement and you're in shock, you're confused. That something. Was traumatizing.
Yeah.
He saw something.
He saw something. We just don't know. He can't confirm what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could she have already been dead on the tracks? When Tiffany left the house at 9:29 p.m., she's shown on the deer cam wearing a white headband, messy bun, black shirt, jeans shorts that are almost white and flats. She was found without her headband, without her shoes, without her clothes. She was found in a sports bra and black underwear. None of the clothing or shoes were found at the scene.
That's there you go.
It's one thing if that's the impact knocks your shoes off, but I don't know of impact undressing you, like neatly taking your clothes off.
Correct.
Because she had her sports bra and underwear
on the scene.
And yeah.
Not, I don't know the statistic, but how many people get undressed in order to kill themselves?
Yeah. It's not like it was freezing and she would have had hypothermia right away, where that was the case, where it's like she's walking through the snow and then you start to get hot with hypothermia right before you die. But
that
wouldn't have been the case. This is like a grad party. So it's what, May? Or no, this says July. So summertime. So no matter where it is, I'm feeling like, oh, it's New Jersey. Yes. Summer in New Jersey is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The impact site is 2.6 miles from the Vellante family home. It was a mile from the closest intersection and very dark. Remember, the point of impact was a very dark stretch of track. So Tiffany wasn't a fan of the dark. Why would she walk that far in the dark, barefoot over sharp rocks and railroad to end her life there when she was seemingly fine earlier and excited about life earlier that day? I understand with depression, it doesn't always show. People wear masks from time to time, but the inconsistencies in the statements and the facts just don't add up if you look beyond that. It's a suspicious death. Why was New Jersey Transit Authority handling it? This was not their arena. Galloway police officers were there. New Jersey Transit officers were there. Her uncle showed up and was allowed through. People were all over the scene. It was never handled in the way a potential homicide scene should have been handled. No rape kit was performed. A full autopsy wasn't performed. No organs were tested. To them, it was an open shut case of suicide. Let's all move on. They did run a toxicology report and no drugs or alcohol were found in the system, which the medical examiner said made her say that they should have ruled her death undetermined based just on that. They should have changed it from suicide to undetermined, based on the fact that the tox run was screened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess just because it's such a crazy thing to do, you would think it doesn't add up and she doesn't have a history of mental illness. So she must have been on something.
A lot of puzzle pieces.
It's weird. Yeah. Tiffany had a girlfriend from Philly. They broke up the Friday before she died. It was mutual, seemed amicable. Her mom read through the messages at the time. Fine. Tiffany was already seeing someone else, happy with the change. Her family returns to the track, demanding to find answers the authorities were not willing to give them. Her uncles, this is going to get a little graphic.
So let me ask something real quick.
Uh-huh.
So Tiffany had a girlfriend. So Tiffany was gay. Mm-hmm. Was she, do they know if she was out?
I think so, because she was posting, I believe so. It doesn't say for sure. But I know she was posting like on social media, happiest I've been in a while and stuff. And
yeah, about her relationship.
About kind of falling for this new person that she just met, even though it's very quick, but also teenagers. So
yeah. Do they think that it could have, I mean, you may get to this, but could it possibly have been a hate crime?
I don't know. They don't ever go there.
Yeah.
But not a lot of investigation is done. I know her parents are still actively on the case and they have a private investigator, but beyond that, like, the police are not, they're done.
Okay.
Open shut to them. So her family has to take it upon themselves to get the answers that they need. This is not right. Her uncles were picking up pieces of skull and teeth from the tracks.
So she wasn't fully recovered.
No.
I hate this. Why does this happen? This is awful.
Her uncles, the same uncle that had to look at her and identify her, which said, he's so glad his brother could not, because
he sticks with you forever.
He would have fallen apart. Yeah, it's a mess. But her family is left to pick up the pieces.
Literally.
Quite literally, yes. Wow. They found her bracelet, which her mother still has. Her mother wore for a long time. She was wearing that when she died. That's, you think you need that. They found bloody gloves.
Bloody gloves?
Yeah.
With whose blood on it?
I don't know. They didn't test it. They did,
what?
They did no DNA testing. Could have been from the people, the officers at the scene.
Sure. They could have been anybody. But who knows? It's a crime scene.
You don't know. Yes. Agate. Who the hell is in charge of cleanup there?
I'd like to talk to them.
There's no apologies.
Yeah.
That's
so disrespectful.
Nothing.
That's horrible.
And they stand by the sheriff, I think it was Sheriff Abernathy of that police department or something, was standing by. Nope, that was something else I watched today. Never mind. Sorry, Sheriff, but still involved in some shady stuff. Just not this case.
The other shady sheriff.
Other shady.
We're talking to you.
But they still are just like, no, it's a suicide and we did nothing wrong. Cool. So they never found her clothes, headband or shoes along the tracks. And they're finding everything. So this is weird. 3 weeks after Tiffany's death, her mother was walking down the road Tiffany would have taken from home to the impact site. She finds Tiffany's shoes and just collapses. They're right off the road. It's like, and her shoes were about a foot apart. Her mom said, it looks like somebody just, they were by a tree. She's like, it looks like somebody just picked her up out of her shoes. Which, I mean, for a 6'2 girl, like this person that picked her up would have had to be also large or had a gun to her or something, like some kind of other force used. But yes, her shoes were not so much neatly placed. I mean, it looks like she just left them or somebody threw them and they landed like that. It's hard to say, but right. They're there.
Right. So it looked like they were in a stance, like you could just walk up to them and put your feet in them and go. Okay.
Yep. Facing the same way. And then so as her mom collapses next to the shoes, she finds her white headband. And this was almost 2 miles away from where Tiffany was struck by the train. So the New Jersey Transit Authority did come and take pictures, bag the items, but nobody else ever heard anything from it. No DNA testing was ever done. After scouring the woods, after that, around that area, the only item they have been unable to find is Tiffany's shorts. They're still missing to this day. The place Tiffany was struck by the train was an isolated area, and between the tracks and a busy road is this kind of isolated dumping ground in the woods. There's couches, broken furniture. It's just eerie.
Please stop doing that.
Yeah.
Don't dump your stuff in the woods.
In the woods.
Like, take it to the dump. Just stop. Please.
Stop.
Okay.
Buy nothing it, or if you can't, like,
give it, post it on Facebook for free.
Right.
Jeez, anyone will pick that up.
Yes. Please. So this nice little serene landing in the woods was taken over by broken furniture, which her uncle was saying it makes kind of like the perfect murder area, because you have the train over here and you have white noise from this road over here and you can't really hear much else.
And it's dark as the Dickens.
Dark, no lights. Yeah. So at night, it's crazy, which I hope they clean that up by now, because otherwise we're just giving people murder information. Please don't do that. Don't go there. It's cleaned up. You're not allowed there anymore. Now,
lots of spotlights. Spotlights
now
are on the space.
They are monitoring it.
And cameras that work.
You know what? I bet Tiffany's family is monitoring it and you will be caught. Okay. Now I'm getting too heated. I'm getting personal.
Just getting hot.
Listen, I am actually very in the garage here. Flies buzzing around.
It's very nice, people.
It's going to be summer in Florida, you know? There was a lot of blood on the tracks at the point of impact, and that's consistent with the body already being on the tracks and bleeding out. Because if you're struck, you're not going to leave a large puddle, not to be too graphic, but you see where it's going. Like, it doesn't leave a large puddle. So that doesn't make sense. In the medical examiner's report of the findings on the body, again, a little bit graphic. So if you don't like it, tune out for a few minutes. They said the arms and legs were cut from the torso, not ripped away, but cut and separated. This is consistent with her arms being laid out above her head and her legs draped over the side of the tracks. Clean cut. Mm. So somebody kind of knew or thought about that's what would happen. Her feet were attached to her legs. Her hands were attached to her arms. She was laid down on the tracks. Her feet didn't show any signs of walking 2 miles barefoot across the kind of terrain she was walking on. That doesn't make sense. There's so many inconsistencies. Her parents set up a hotline and $20,000 reward to get information from the public. A convenience store worker called and said he heard 3 employees talking about Tiffany's death. They weren't talking about anything specific, just like it was a big deal in that town. So not like they really
knew anything.
Too much of anything, but they did let a few things slip. So they brought this convenience store worker in and interviewed him under oath. One of the employees was at the party that Tiffany was last seen at and referenced an argument. So the convenience store worker is saying this to the police. So it's kind of like telephone at this point. So
you're saying,
you know, can't take that. He
wasn't,
as fact.
He wasn't part of the argument.
Yes.
He's saying he was at the party where he saw the argument occur or heard it.
The employee, yes, was at the party, saw the argument occur. He heard the employee talking about it with other employees. So there was an argument between Tiffany and her friend and then Tiffany and her mother about the stolen debit card. So that checks out. They said when the argument ended, she was picked up by somebody, two females and a male. The convenience store worker said he heard that they had her strip at gunpoint to humiliate her. So that is something that gets very detailed. It's like, oh, I don't really know anything. This is what they did. How do you know that? Then you must have known who took her because they drove her away. Unless they did it right there on the street, then more people would have seen because her parents came out a minute later. Mm-hmm. So if this guy was at a party and knows all this, then he must know who took her. Or the convenience store worker knows and he just doesn't want to say. Because something that's very specific, mm-hmm. I feel like. I don't know. The police brought in these three employees that the convenience store worker said had information. One after another, they were like, me? Huh? That's insane. I don't know anything.
What were their genders?
I believe they were all guys. Okay. All the workers. They were all guys. It wasn't like
two females
and a male. Okay. Nope. So three guys. Almost 8 years later, what happened that night is still a mystery, but the New Jersey Transit Authority have upheld their determination that Tiffany died by suicide. If you have any information about what happened to Tiffany Vellante, please call the family hotline at 609-318-4847, submit a tip at unsolved.com, or contact the law offices of Paul DeMatta at 609-926-3300 to help give her parents and family some closure. Crime on tap.
It's time.
What are you drinking?
Oh, I am drinking Goon Squad Juicy Hazy Double IPA. It's an Imperial Indian Pale Ale with 9.8%.
Woo!
Guys, I'm feeling good. Feeling good. It's out of Lakeland. It's super juicy. Delicious.
I almost picked that one because it was easier to say. I am drinking Einstock Algard. Einstock Algard.
Sure.
I don't know. There's like accents and stuff. I don't know how to exactly pronounce it, but that's how it's spelled in American, in English.
Yep.
And this looks like, wait, where is it brewed? Maybe it's like,
Apocalypse,
Florida. Well, it's white.
Stratford, Connecticut.
Stratford, Connecticut. Get out of here. That's where I'm from.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Bridgeport, but yeah, Stratford.
Oh my
cousins
God.
Live there.
Yeah. I didn't mean to do that. Welcome home.
Wow. Thank you. This is lovely. So what's the name of the brewery then? I don't see the brewery.
Brewed by Einstock Beer Company.
Okay. Einstock Beer Company.
I like
They have their Facebook, their Twitter, their Instagram.
Huh. We'll check that out.
Their website, Einstock Beer. Is it good?
It's very good. Yeah. It's an ale brewed with coriander white and ale. Orange peel. It's a white ale. It's 5.2%. So I'm feeling just right.
It's refreshingly drinkable.
Yes.
Touch of oats.
Well, I got this mix because I know you're not a huge IPA fan.
I do like the juicies, though.
Yeah, okay, because I wasn't sure. I like the juicies, too. And I almost got, like, the mix pack. But this one called to me. I don't know. It's such a different label.
Stratford.
Yeah, I did not even see where it was from. I thought it was in the local section. Clearly, I was in a rush.
Florida?
Clearly, I was
like
in a rush.
It's like a Viking bearded guy profile of him on the cover.
It's like a white, but not really white. It's like almost like a creamy grayish white can with like all the print is in like blue. It's pretty. It's different.
It's appealing to the eye.
It is striking.
That's why I pick things out too when I don't really know. Just like the flavors, like the label. Boom.
I feel like people that put a lot of time into labels means that they care about the product.
Yes.
I don't know. There's something there. So
great.
Okay. Wow. So Tiffany.
Tiffany, man.
Tell me what your theories are.
So, I have read things that say they believe somebody picked her up. Must have been somebody she knew, because maybe she willingly got in the car, because you only have like a minute. So
it's a minute situation.
It's a minute, and there's so many people like across the street. There's her parents. Must have been somebody she knew. And then maybe she wouldn't toss her phone. Maybe at the point she got in the car, she realized she was in trouble. They tossed her phone. Maybe it was multiple people, and they were like, now we got you. They threw her phone out, and then they took off to go do whatever they were going to do.
She gets in the car, and they pull out a gun.
Yes.
And they toss her phone.
Yeah.
And take off.
Yeah. I mean, with all of the things, she was definitely dead before she was placed on the railroad tracks. Oh, it's the sure. only thing that makes
or
sense.
Or she was unconscious.
Yeah.
Because if she was... I mean, I don't know, like, I would think it would take a proper autopsy, like, someone who knew what they were doing, like,
yeah.
to, like, tell for sure. Or maybe not. I don't right. know. But I feel like blood doesn't act the same way when you're alive versus when you're dead.
Right. And then, unfortunately, a few days after they found Tiffany, she was cremated. So they can't even, not that it would do much now, but at the time.
Yeah, like, did, I know, and, like, you could, like, how much was going on with her head? Like, you said that there was some, obviously, some trauma from the train, but
uh-huh.
were there any other spots that looked inconsistent with being hit by a train? I mean, I feel like a train is such a violent
yeah,
a situation for the body. So that's gonna that would be really tough. Almost.
Yeah. yeah.
So, and someone, the other thing that got me was the fact that, like, someone knew the area.
Mm-hmm.
They, in this short amount of time, they did not happen across a dark space on the train tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, someone grew up here. Someone knew the area. Someone's driven by this area before to the point where they knew where to go. They knew where to go, and they knew kind of what they were doing. I mean, this is like, to me, very obvious that she was murdered.
All signs point to being murdered. It's so suspicious that I don't know how it took 12 hours to rule it a suicide. Like, that in itself is suspicious. Did the person work for New Jersey Transit Authority? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to point fingers at people that I don't even know, that I don't know if the police have talked to. I'm just saying, like, trying to make sense of what doesn't make sense. It just really doesn't. And then also, I don't know who, it seems like the police didn't interview anybody, to be honest, because it wasn't an interview. It wasn't an investigation. It was, this is a suicide. And then when they reopened the case on appeal or something, they determined that, no, it's still a suicide. They didn't do any further investigating, really. So
is Tiffany a woman of color?
No.
She's white.
She's white. Her parents seem to be a little well off. Like, they were upper class white. I don't know if they were super rich, but, you know, well off. So, well off white family. But Tiffany was stealing money. So that's a thing too. And I think I heard something about she also has stolen from her mom. So then you wonder, was she on drugs that they didn't know about? But that couldn't be it either, because she was so into her volleyball career. She was an athlete. So you don't mess with our drugs, you would think. But
kids are sly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have an addiction, you can milk it for a long time and hide stuff. So that,
up to get drugs. And
yeah, honestly, that line of thinking isn't that far-fetched, because why else would you need money? Mm-hmm. I mean, if she's, you know, a good kid and parents seem pretty nice, like, she needed money. Like, her mom was berating her, saying, like, you can have money, you know, if you needed it. But she's using it for something that she doesn't want to tell them about.
Right.
So, unless she has, like, a serious shoe addiction, I see you, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Don't tell my husband.
Okay. Amazon package.
Hi, girl, I see you. You know, perhaps it is something like that. And that would mean that, you know, she knew them. she was at a party. She's continuing to party. She had stole money. Like, when she took this debit card, like, did they determine that the money was on her or she had spent the money?
I heard some things saying that she charged $86.
So she charged it.
$86. Okay. And then I heard she finally admitted it to her mom. But then I also heard that her mom saw her slip the debit card into her back pocket. And that's how she got caught. So either way, like, I think she had the debit card and it seemed like it was charged.
Okay. So she bought something that she could charge. So mm-hmm. can't normally buy drugs.
Yeah.
Charge. So
the girlfriend is ex-girlfriend's Philly. It seemed like a friendly breakup. So that would have been really strange. I don't know how long they were together, but high school. So
I mean, the whole story about the multiple people, this does sound like multiple people.
Yes. Because Tiffany was, again, athletic and large, and she would have fought one person, but
she wouldn't fight a gun.
And
one person, like you're saying, might not be able to like carry her to the train track. So
yes.
I think that would take multiple people.
Yes.
And if you think about it, like when you carry a body, like there's, you're not really, especially if they're unconscious or like already dead, like you're not really caring. So you would hold their arms and their legs. So like the fact that she was splayed out on the train tracks like that could tell you, like, you know, what happened in terms of like complete the story.
Yeah.
And who kills himself like laying down like that for a train? I don't know. That's just the whole suicide, like,
right.
Yeah.
It's like somebody was carrying her, like you said, arms and legs, like one person backing up, put her down, the other person dropped her feet, and that's where they left her.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't.
And I can't imagine the train folks watching the train track all night long.
No, and especially a very dark stretch of track.
Do they watch it all night long? I mean, they could...
I think they're supposed to, but...
Okay, so they're going to cover their tracks.
but maybe that's why the one guy... Maybe they're supposed to always be like one set of eyes because there's two people. So maybe you give your eyes a break for a minute and then the other guy turned around. I don't know.
But. Yeah.
But I was wondering, the friend showed up to talk to Tiffany's mom. She was mad enough to call Tiffany's mom and go directly to her mom and say, this is what happened. She was upset. It was a big fight outside. Was her friend upset enough, you know, to...
I don't know.
I really don't want to say anything about that because that's just...
I know. And that seems so like such a... And I know they're kids. So like everything's disproportionately exacerbated. Right.
It's super dramatic.
But I feel like, you know, that's such a... To hurt someone. I don't know. I like the... You know, if we're just speculating here, I like the drug theory.
Yeah.
Because people who do drugs, those are the folks that, you know, especially if they're dealing and they're owed money and maybe this isn't the first time and maybe there's some envy going on because she's got a bright future. She's going to go on with her life. You know, she's whatever. There could be some issues there. That is more motive to me, you know, than something like $80.
Right. Maybe she didn't even do drugs because her tox screen was clear.
It was clear.
But maybe this was going to be her first time. And she was just kind of like, I'm going to do this before I go away and like get serious in college with my scholarship. And this seems like a good time to do it because I'm pissed off and just got in this fight. And I don't know.
But she would have had to plant the seed before.
She would have had to because she mom, the right? fight happened. She left the party at like 9:15. And the fight happened between that and like 9.
Man, this timeline is tight. I'll be honest with you. Something seems squirrely about the 1 minute timeline.
Yeah.
I mean, and all kinds of things could happen. Like, but doesn't that seem.
It's just crazy.
A whole entire, like a minute is nothing.
Uh huh.
It takes a minute to walk across the yard almost.
Yeah. It seems like it was a lengthy driveway. I mean, it wasn't a super short driveway.
So I just feel like maybe something might be not amiss about like the timeline a little bit. Maybe the parents aren't recollecting correctly.
Unless it was like at the beginning of 928 and then the end of 929. That's almost.
Still, that's so short.
It is.
I don't know. They would have seen something. A car pull up.
Not if the mom... The car was already pulling up, apparently, when Tiffany was walking. That could have been when she was walking away from her mom. Her mom was walking inside. So then, let's say the car pulled up. Tiffany walked to the car.
It was just a matter of time.
And then it was just, let's say, the dad's upstairs. She goes, Steven, come downstairs. Tiffany stole a debit card. We need to go talk. The dog gets all excited hearing the mom yell for dad, and the dog comes out too. I don't know why the dog's there. Like, it's just.
I mean, I like the fact the dog.
The dog's
the
like,
dog made a cameo.
Hey, where'd she go?
Insert the dog in the house.
I know. Start
the dog.
Loki.
Hey. Loki for your input goodness. That we don't need.
Yeah. He's like, I would like to talk. We should have put him on the microphone, Husky.
Yeah, they talk a lot. He's so cute.
I think he might have done that. Let's just add him in.
Yeah, I think it's complicated. I mean, I don't know. I do think there's just what's the motive is the key.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they had like legs, they could have tested for sexual assault.
Something. Yeah. I mean, they had her torso and I don't know. The fact that they said no rape kit was performed must have meant it could have been, you would think.
Yeah.
Or a full autopsy. Like they weren't, the organs weren't tested. They didn't try and look at her brain or her throat to see if she was strangled or.
Or shot.
Shot, yeah. Was there a bullet anywhere? My goodness gracious.
What if
and then bloody gloves.
I guess I wonder, like, who, the parents would have to agree to the cremation.
Yeah. They must have, but my thinking is they just were not in their right mind at that time.
I mean, how could you be?
They must not have been.
And not to blame them at all.
Right.
I mean, I'm just thinking like in hindsight, right? So like in the moment, they probably thought, well, the autopsy was completed. So what else can we do?
Right. I'm sure they probably didn't have all the facts yet. And they just assumed like that's the investigation. I mean, but then when you have time. That's the worst thing, like time after that to think, and things don't add up, but it's...
Yeah, she didn't walk there.
No, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
She wouldn't walk
to... Logically, it makes no sense.
It doesn't. A place where it was like pitch black in the woods. I don't know. And especially not being on anything. So
well, here's the thing too, is like, okay, logically, this makes no sense. If she walked, they would have found her walking.
Yeah.
Like a minute, even 2 minutes, and she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they went looking for her.
Yeah.
So she's walking, guys. She's on foot with flip-flops on.
And then she, well, flats, but yes. They,
okay, I mean, so yeah. So sandals, flats, whatever. So she's not running.
Yeah.
So she could not have gotten very far.
And then, I guess, a little under 2 miles. I think it was like 1 point something where they found her shoes. 1.7 or so. She decides to kick off her shoes and then walk barefoot. So then she's going to be walking slower.
Correct.
And there's only from the street. It looks like it's a kind of a side street. And then it goes onto a busier road. And then you kind of have to go through the woods and maybe there's like access roads along the railroad, but it's kind of wooded. And there's only this street that she would be walking down. So it's like, not there.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So it sucks. So somebody knows something and they're still out there. Probably multiple people. Yep.
Come on, people.
Give it up.
You'll feel so much better.
You will. It's probably such a heavy weight.
Yeah. I hope she visits you every night.
I hope she does.
Because
I know I would.
You're a piece of shit.
And you know what? I probably will. If it's not solved by the time I die, I'm going to visit you because I will have all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. And that goes for everybody. Okay.
Everyone, look out. Ghost Lisa has your ass.
Who are you going to call?
Ghost Lisa.
I'm going to be in your bedroom. You're trying to sleep. No getting rid of me.
No.
Bring an exorcist. I'll just
spit try to catch soup me. At him. Try to catch me. Try to catch me. Can't catch me. Can you freeze?
Be like, does this look familiar? No. You'll never get rid of me. So just give it up now. Otherwise, you're signing up for a life, an afterlife of terror.
Yeah, because Tiffany's gone, but her parents are young.
Her parents.
And they have a lifetime of thinking about this every day. And you can be the gift and, you know, be anonymous, whatever. Like, you can be the gift to them. And that's a piece of her. They are part of her. So, like, why would you hold that in?
You don't even have to. You could call from a burner phone. You can go to a library and go to unsolved.com. And I'm sure you could do it anonymously, but if you want to go to just a different computer, go there, submit your tip, just so they have closure. Like, give the family closure is all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you are a trash bag for what you did. I'm not going to sugarcoat that, but redeem yourself a little, you know?
Yeah. Be the bigger person here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. Well, I finished my 9.5% beer and great discussion. And rest in peace, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And rest in peace, family of hers. I mean, I really, my heart goes out to them. I think that, you know, so it just says that, like, so much can happen in such a short amount of time.
Right. And, you know, if this was parents of, like, a toddler and this happened, it's 1 minute. You took your eyes off them. Tiffany was 18 years old, and right. It still happened. It's right. Like, it does yeah. not matter
and a very,
what age or what timeline. Exactly. It's 1 minute.
Yeah. And a 6'5"?
6'2".
6'2" person. I mean, this isn't a small person. So, yeah, she got in a car willingly, unbeknownst to her. There was danger inside.
Yes.
And they took her somewhere. Well, we know where they took her.
That's what happened.
Yeah. And they killed her.
They did.
And that's our speculation. We're right, though. And we'd appreciate if the people that did this would turn themselves in and everyone can have a rest of their life and with some peace.
Yeah. So go ahead and leave us a 5-star review as you're submitting your tip.
It would help with your peace.
Because you've already listened to us. So, yeah. You know, just do that. Then it'll give you more karma points that you need. So start working on that.
Rack them up. Yep.
Rack them up.
Ah, great.
Right. Oh, let me end on, her dad said he would build her a volleyball court when she graduated. And he built the volleyball court in the backyard. And the end of the episode showed him, like, raking the sand, and they have a sign up and, like, a memorial.
Wow.
It's nice. The end.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. Another episode in the books.
Yep. So if you are still struggling with our audio, just skip ahead to, like, episode 20. We should be better by then. And then by the time you like us and you've learned our personalities, then go back. Now that you could tolerate the audio and you like us, it's going to be a lot better. So
sounds so good. And you know what? If you don't like our voices, you can go yourself.
I'll see you driving around town, turning me down. And I'm like, oh. My vocal wavelength here is getting very loud. I want to see
half
how,
a
that,
in, people.
How that sounds.
5%.
They're like, she's going, holding her ear like Britney Spears. Jesus. Slapping the mic.
Love it.
Good. Okay.
This goes in the outtakes.
Yes. No, this is all
episode.
Lovely.
You're welcome.
We will determine how loud I'm singing later. And then determine.
Oh.
All right. Don't go be bright, shining stars. Remember to darken the room. That didn't sound dark enough. I got to darken the room. You did it good.
I went low. I went, like, mid-tone.
And I sounded like...
We didn't
harmonize. CeeLo Green well. Still.
Yeah, you're still... Darkening the room.
Darkening the room.
But I liked your, coming up on, like, I liked your, like, comeuppance of this, of the thing. So do that again.
Okay. Remember.
Wait.
Don't go out there being bright, shiny stars.
Dark in the room.